Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. Now, if you haven't noticed, we've been on vacation and took a month off from the show here, but holy shit, there's been so much killer new music being dropped in the meantime, and we've got a loaded Noisemakers mix catching up on a lot of it on deck. As always, this is a super eclectic collection of tracks with new indie rock releases, a stunning collaboration, one of the best rappers alive, a fresh face on the Bay Area scene, an important anniversary, and a lot more. Lock in. This is the Noise Pop Podcast's Back from Vacation Noisemakers Mix. I want to kick off this episode with maybe the most exciting song I've heard all year. It's called Not from Big Thief. And honestly, every time I hear this one, I feel so inspired and I'm just filled with joy. It gets back to the powerful, driving songs from their debut record, Masterpiece, which has always been my favorite album from Big Thief. And I can't get enough of this jam. It's fucking gorgeous. They've got a new album coming out, in fact, October 11th on 4AD. It's called Two Hands, and here's the lead single from that one, Not by Big Thief.
Food.
That was Big Thief with Not. Check them out on tour starting in October, including a Bay Area date at the Fox Theater in Oakland on Tuesday, October 29th, with Phil Elverum of Mount Erie. Speaking of exciting music, Teebs is putting out his first album in 5 years on October 25th on Brainfeeder Records. It's called Anika, and the lead single, Studi, features Panda Bear, and it's just lovely. It's got this watery escapist feel, and I just love how seamlessly Teebs' production sits alongside Noah Lennox's vocals on this one. Aside from Panda Bear, Anika also has features from people like Anna Wise, Miguel Atwood Ferguson, Sudan Archives, Mind Design, and On The Real. I think we're on the verge of one of the best albums that the LA beat scene has ever put out. Real talk. Off of Anika, here's Teebs featuring Panda Bear with Studi. That was Teebs with Studi featuring Panda Bear. You can see Teebs in San Francisco at Great American Music Hall on Friday, November 29th. A better one. A better one. A better one. Few alums. Look, don't worry about anything they told you. I don't know what other hill I need to stand on and keep shouting about how Rapsody is one of the best rappers on the planet, but I'm gonna keep doing it. She's a microphone slayer, and I was so hyped to press play on her new album, Eve, as soon as I got back from vacation, and it crushes. The album pays tribute to women of color from the past and present day, like Nina Simone, Sojourner Truth, Michelle Obama, Iman, Serena Williams, and so many more. The track we're going to play is called Cleo. The title is actually a reference to Queen Latifah's character in the movie Set It Off, and Rapsody just comes to get you early on this record, just like she did on the title track from one of my favorite albums of 2017, Layla's Wisdom. You'll notice the Phil Collins sample cleverly placed under the track, and Cleo is actually produced by Ninth Wonder, who's one of my hip-hop heroes, and you know what? At this point, Rapsody is too. All these best rapper lists were coming out on Twitter a couple months ago. They sort of failed to consider that Rapsody can mop up the floor with all these mumblers and shit that everyone's riding today. Rapsody's top five doing it right now. Quote me. Here's Cleo by Rapsody.
To my real ones that know this ain't for you. To my enemies, it's still love all day. Everybody's still growing and learning themselves, right? My true star. Yeah. Pondering how to approach. Some of y'all sensitive, but y'all still need to know. Yeah. Wonder how a bunch of sheep can have opinions on a goat. How? We all on the same continent and off the same boat. Right. Remember early on, y'all ain't treat me all the same, no. Uh-huh. Used to question why the brothers even rock with me, foe. Remember y'all wonder, used to wonder by wonder. Question why they ever wanna push a black woman. Crazy. Niggas on my label who ain't want me in the front. And some sisters in the industry, I know y'all was front. I know it. Dressed too tomboy, rap too lyrical. Said it. I can say more, the pain will bring a few tears to you. Huh? I shed a few with Boo Bad in Fort Lauderdale. Now I'm booed up, they boo who, cause I didn't fail. Know who you are, I was told names never tell. The weight that I carried those summers, I'm never frail. Now they say I ain't elite.
Who
on to the next, I don't take time to address opinions. That ain't Knife, Dre, or Jay-Z.
Right.
Only rap radars, I need are them and the streets.
Right.
Be careful the validations y'all seek.
Uh-huh.
I've been in them offices, they don't look like you or me.
They don't.
I've been in offices that they look like me. I learned lessons about my essence and this industry. Y'all banked on the wrong ones, wasted your energy. Lost more interest, got me laughing at my enemies. Every door you close, every back you turn.
Uh-huh.
Can't keep me away from the life I earned. My rock bottom still the high life y'all yearn.
It is.
What ain't given, I had to take my turn.
Give me that.
Came back more ammo like Cleo to burn. Blow, 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 nigga burn. We ain't forgot about them shots, Jack. They gon' be mad when I squeeze back.
When they talk bullshit, walk, you dig. If you aim, you better squeeze. Real ones multiply, chump niggas bleed, you feel me?
We ain't forgot about them shots, Jack. They gon' be mad when I squeeze back.
You can bank on that, nigga. 252 coming live from the Boogaboo basement for the big faces, nigga.
Yo, let's keep it a whole G and talk about it up front.
Talk.
The best point blank period every month.
Talk.
The goal's been lowered and we still scared to dump.
Talk.
Y'all don't want no smoke, have the squad roll blunts. Hold up, enough bragging, let's talk about the bagging.
Yeah.
Talk about the money, who in this business they staffing. Who milk the cows, but they never put a calf in. White men runners, they don't want this kind of passion.
Talk.
A black woman's story, they don't want this kind of rapping.
Talk.
They love a fantasy, they love the gun bang action.
Talk.
What good is a black woman to them?
Yeah.
Raped us in slavery, they raping us again.
Yes.
Only put us on TV if our titties jiggling. Jay try to give us titles and we giggling at him.
Damn shame.
But we ain't peep the funny shit they doing.
Crazy.
Chitlin' circuit, mom and pop stores been ruined.
Crazy.
Cause we wouldn't share the profit, we was all moving.
Yes.
Now it's pennies on penny, that don't make sense, do it.
Dollars.
We gotta stick together more than we has been.
Yes,
beefing with each other while they get rich laughing.
Come on, bruh.
Mm. That's a no-no. Bust my way through like Cleo with the ammo.
Yeah.
On my own terms, I'ma take what's mine.
Yeah.
Singing day after day, you can sing
me.
They ain't forgot about the shots, Jack. They gon' be mad when I squeeze back.
And that's a fact, nigga. You see, we came up, got our change up, but we ain't change up. In a world full of fake niggas, still remain us.
We ain't forgot about them shots, Jack. They gon' be mad when I squeeze back.
Real rap forever, showing love to all my strong black queens. You dig? Fuck what you heard. Bow down or get shot down, nigga.
Money. Get your money.
Get the money, money.
Money, get your money.
Get the money, money. Money,
money. Money, money. Money.
Gotta get your money.
Get the money, money.
Money, get your money.
Get the money, money.
Money.
I really money, but don't worry. How could I ever get it?
That was Rhapsody with Cleo. Catch her in San Francisco at the Fillmore with Big Crit on Tuesday, October 8th.
Any other day.
Madison McFerrin is the daughter of the great jazz vocalist Bobby McFerrin, and suffice it to say, the apple has not fallen far from the tree. She's an incredible singer herself, put out a couple EPs over the years of original a cappella works, and it's such an incredible spin on the a cappella medium where the voice is the only instrument in the equation. Definitely go peep the two Finding Foundations EPs from her. But now, Madison's released her first track that's not a cappella, and it's so money. It's called Try from her upcoming You and I EP, coming out on November 5th, and it's produced by her brother, Taylor McFerrin, who we've played on the show before, and his production's such a perfect match for Madison's voice. You'd think they grew up in the same house or something. For real, though, Madison's a sumptuous vocalist, and you're going to have this one on repeat. I know Bobby lives in Bernal Heights, but Madison is Brooklyn-based, and after you fall as hard as I did for this track, you can go see Madison at Café du Nord on Friday, November 22nd. Here's Madison McFerrin with Try. We played music from Black Marble on the show a few years ago from his 2016 album on Ghostly called It's Immaterial, one of that year's best, no doubt. But now, Chris Stewart and his band, Black Marble, signed to Sacred Bones Records for the release of Bigger Than Life, which comes out on October 25th. His sound falls somewhere in between, like Cold Cave and Future Islands, and while I expected the music to get darker and weirder on Sacred Bones, because that's kind of what they do, the post-industrial beats that he makes still have this shimmering bounce to them that feel like they could take this cryptic turn, but ultimately it's bright and hopeful stuff. It's like the light at the end of the tunnel of despair, a reminder that while the road of life can get rocky, whether you're moving cross-country and living out of your car like Chris did while writing this record or whatever, the end is totally worth the means. The song is called Feels, and it's one of the first two singles from the album. Here's Black Marble now with Feels.
Thank you.
Our Bay Area pick for this episode comes from Sour Widows, a band I got hip to earlier this year, and I'm super high on them. I booked them at Amnesia earlier this month for a release party to celebrate the song we're about to hear called Pilot Light, and I love the harmonies between singers Susanna Thompson and Maya Sineko, and they write killer hooks. Sour Widows, man, definitely one of the Bay Area bands that you got to keep an eye out for. You'll hear it on this jam. In fact, they're playing at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco on October 5th, and they're opening up for Pile on November 1st at the New Parish in Oakland. Go fucking see these kids. They're next up, no doubt. Here's Sour Widows with Pilot Light. That was Pilot Light by Sour Widows. All right, this one's not new by any means, but all of these Golden Age of Hip Hop records are starting to have their 20th and 25th anniversaries, and The Roots are releasing a 20th anniversary deluxe edition of Things Fall Apart this Friday, September 27th, where if you're listening to this episode, the day it came out is today. Look, Things Fall Apart is an all-timer, definitely one of my Desert Island albums. And we were compiling a list of best albums of 1999 at Pace Magazine last month, and on my ballot, Things Fall Apart was number one. And 1999 was an amazing year for music, mind you. There's some really cool shit on this anniversary release of the album too, like a straight drums and bass version of You Got Me with Jill Scott, who originally wrote that hook for Erykah Badu 20 years ago, but that's not the one we're gonna play here. You'll have to peep the album for that one. This one right here is one of the greatest hip-hop productions I've ever heard. Act 2, The Love of My Life, featuring Common. It's produced by Questlove and James Poyser, and it's a 10 out of 10. It's 100 out of 100. Black Thought and Common trading bars is unreal. I grew up on this song, and it's a magnum opus that changed my life. This whole album did, really, and this is exhibit A, B, C, and D, whatever, of why the Roots crew is nothing short of legendary. Off of Things Fall Apart, here's Act 2, The Love of My Life by The Roots, featuring Common.
When it came to getting mine, I ain't trying to argue. Sometimes I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for you. Hip-hop, you the love of my life, and that's true. And that's when true. I was handling the shit I had to do, it was all for you, all from you. The door for from you. Door. Speak through, you're getting paper on tour for you. From the start, thought was down by law for you. Used to hit up every corner store war for you. We ripped shit and kept it hardcore for you. I remember late nights, steady rocking the mic. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. So tell the people like that, y'all. Sounds so
sound so hip-hop, you the love of my life. We gotta take it to the top. I was speaking to my guy Regan. I see was desperately seeking to organize enough confusion. Using no protection, told on resurrection. Caught into Hype Williams and lost her direction. Getting eight in sections where I wouldn't eat her. Under the counter love, so silently I treat her. Her daddy a beater, eyes off her. In the mix on tape, niggas had her in the buck. When we touch, it was more than just the fuck. The police and I found peace, like Malcolm in the East. Seen her on the streets of New York, tricking off, tried to make a hit with her, but my dick went soft. Moving weight, losing weight, not picky with who she choose today. Too confused to hate. With her struggle, I relate. Close to 30, most of the niggas she know is dirty, having more babies than Lauren. She started showing early. As of late, I realized that this is a fate or destiny to bring the best to me. It's like God is testing me. In retrospect, I see she brought life and death to me. Peace to us collectively, live and direct. When we perform, it's just coffee shop chicks and white dudes. Over her, I got into it with that nigga Ice Cube. Not a fight move to in life, making the right moves. Yeah. Besides God and family, you my life's jewel.
Like that, y'all. Like that, y'all. Like that, y'all. Hip hop.
That was Act Two, The Love of My Life by The Roots, featuring Common. Our last track is a special one. Now, back in our South by Southwest episode, we caught up with Zach Saginaw from Shigetto, and we'll link that episode up on our blog at noisepop.com/podcast for quick reference. He talked about the song The Lineup, which he said was like introducing the band that he's been playing with to expand the Shigetto sound that's generally been made on drums and a laptop. Ian Fink on keys, Marcus Elliott on tenor sax, and they were touring as a trio for a minute. In that interview, Zach teased an upcoming EP, and now the Shigetto Jazz Ensemble has fully developed and the Versions EP just came out on Ghostly. The track we're going to hear is the closing track from Versions. It's called Riverbank Drive, and it's a very well-formed jazz composition, sort of the opposite of the dance music explorations Shigetto's been putting down since moving to Detroit, but it somehow still manages to follow the linear theme within his discography that he's always done such a wonderful job of stitching together from one release to the next. We've played a lot of Shigetto music here on the show over the years and a lot of music from artists on Ghostly International. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the label's 20th anniversary tour that's been hitting cities across the country. And on Saturday, September 28th, the Ghostly 20 Party comes to San Francisco at the Midway, featuring sets from Shigetto, Matthew Deer's Audion Project, Lucene, Gold Panda, Telephone Tel Aviv, Oakland's Russell E.L. Butler, and a lot more. I will 1,000% be there. Get at me if you will too. So hyped to be in the same space as all these amazing artists on this incredible label, Ghostly International. For now, here's the Shigetto Jazz Ensemble with Riverbank Drive. Much love. Thank you. That was it. We're back from vacation and back on the podcast airwaves. If you dig what you hear, please drop us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. We've got something really cool lined up for next month's episode too that you won't want to miss. Shouts. The Noise Pod Podcast is produced by me and Molly Bolton. It's mixed and engineered by Molly. Our executive producer is Kevin Arnold, and Adrian Lee and Lamont Harper provide marketing support. The music you're hearing underneath now and in our intro is from Salami Rose Joe Lewis's latest release, Zdenka 2080, on Brainfeeder Records. She's an awesome Oakland artist. Check her out. Big thanks to Different First Studios, where this episode is recorded. And until next month, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers. Okay, ready? Bow, 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 bow.